Supermarket chain Kohl's have decided to fully axe their meat department nationwide, cutting hundreds of workers in favor of exclusively a prepackaged meat section. The Australasian Meat Industry Employees Union have come out swinging against this decision, calling out Kohl's for their seemingly heartless cost-cutting. The Wire's Declan Ho asked Union Secretary Matthew Journeau about the company's decision.
Yeah, well, Kohl's have made a definite decision that they're going to make 1,570 people redundant or redeploy them into the store as from the 10th of October.
Do you know what sort of outcomes there are going to be for those workers that are being made redundant?
Oh, it's devastating for these workers. Some have done their apprenticeships with Kohl's, and meat packers and butchers have been with the company some in excess of 40 years and have just been thrown on the scrap heap. So it's devastating news for these people.
Are you aware if Kohl's are making them fully redundant, or are they just being sort of moved into different departments?
Well, Kohl's have said that people would be offered redeployment, but the redeployment offers that have come out so far are significantly less hours than what they're currently doing. So they're currently full-time employees. They're doing 38 hours a week. I got a phone call from a member the other day that had been offered hours from 10 till 2, 5 days a week, and that was all that was available for him.
What effect do you think that this will have on the industry at large? Are there other opportunities for those workers?
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of these people have only ever worked for Kohl's. These are long-time career Kohl's workers. So it's a massive, massive upheaval for these people. So for them to retrain or find different work is going to be really tough. Some of these people, as I said, have worked their full working life with Kohl's.
Do you think that there are opportunities elsewhere in the meat industry for these employees, or they're sort of just been left to hang by Kohl's?
They may be able to pick up some work in abattoirs. They may be able to pick up some work in private butcher shops. But obviously, you know, for 1,570-odd people to find work, it's going to be a significant struggle for a large chunk of those people. It's not as though they're just going to be able to leave Kohl's and slide straight into another job.
Has the union at all been in talks with Kohl's?
We've been in numerous discussions with Kohl's. I just had a discussion this morning at length with Kohl's for a couple of hours, and unfortunately, they're paying by the letter of the law. They're only doing what they're obligated to do under the legislation, and no more.
Are Kohl's going to be doing anything in the way of severance packages or help in any way for the people that they're cutting loose?
The severance package in the agreement typically reflects what the legislation requires the company to do, and they are only going to pay what they have to under the legislation. There was a classic case, is a person has been with the company for 6 years, fell short of a pro rata long service entitlement by about 2 or 3 weeks. I raised that with the company this morning, and the company is not interested in even looking at giving that person their pro rata entitlement for their long service.
Do you think that there'll be, you know, any way to change Kohl's mind, or is this sort of, this is it, and they're being quite final with the decisions that they're making?
Kohl's have been quite brutal and quite final with it. I don't think that they're going to offer their employees any more than what they absolutely have to. This is a cost-cutting exercise by Kohl's, nothing more. They want to be able to space out their meat department over a 24-hour period where they can get people that are unskilled, unrelated to the meat industry, just to put prepackaged product on the shelf on an as-needs basis. Kohl's have made that decision around the board table, and unfortunately, I don't think anything's going to change their mind.
So you mentioned cost cutting. Do you think that's just the basic rationale for this decision? They just want it to be cheaper?
Yeah. If you listen to Kohl's, I certainly believe that it is a cost-cutting exercise and it is all about making more profit. But if you listen to Kohl's, it's about customer service, customer experience, all of this. And unfortunately, that just doesn't make sense. People at the moment have a more artisan approach to their food. They want to know where their food comes from, how to cook it, how to handle it, how to prepare it. And Kohl's are flying in the face of all of that. So they sponsor MasterChef on one hand, and on the other, they go totally against it and say, well, now we're going to provide a prepackaged product and you don't have a choice.
Do you believe that there's going to be any change at all for the consumer?
Well, if people want to go in, if the consumer wants to go in and get that advice to how to prepare, what's the best cut for that particular meal that they chose to cook for their family, the consumer won't have that ability to be able to talk to a qualified butcher. The consumer won't have that ability to be able to discuss with the butcher how to prepare certain things. So, yeah, there will be a negative impact on the consumer, most definitely. And perhaps people might turn their back on Kohl's and start heading back to their local butcher to be able to get that service.
Were there any other comments that you wanted to make?
These are salt of the earth, working class people, just want to raise their families within their local communities, speak to customers and keep customers entertained while they're in the store, give them the information that they require to be able to prepare a meal that's appropriate for what they want. And Coles have just turned their back on these people. Again, these people have been working for the company some in excess of 40 years, and Coles just don't seem to care. So I'd just like to see really people treated a little bit differently and people put before profit, that people have a right to be able to go and earn a living. And really, Coles, I think, are doing their customers as big a disservice as what they are their employees. And I'd just like to see them rethink it, but I don't hold out much hope.
Acting Federal Secretary for the Australasian Meat Industry Employees Union, Matthew Giornodè, speaking to The Wire's Declan Ho.